Okay, let's quickly review Brachos Daf Lamed. On the very bottom of Daf Chav Tes and Beis, the Gemara started to talk about Tefillas HaDerech. It tells us there's a machlokas whether it should be said b'loshon yachid or b'loshon rabim. A person should be lishtaf inish nafshe b'hadi tzibura. Abaye holds that you should consider yourself as part of a larger tzibur and therefore say it b'loshon rabim, whereas the original text that the Gemara suggested only included a lashon yachid. The Gemara tells us that Tzilos HaDerech is said ad parsa to Deos and Rashi. What that means, either only if you're traveling a distance of a parsa, or that you can only say it within the first parsa of your journey. And then the Gemara tells us machlokas whether you can say it while moving, or if a person has to be standing still when saying Tzilos HaDerech. The Gemara then records machlokas whether you can daven on a donkey when someone can watch the donkey for you while you're davening. So we pass like Rebbe that you do not need to get off the donkey. That's Rebbe Yomer Bein Kach Ubein Kach Yeshiv B'Mekomo. You stay in your place. You spala and daven on the donkey. L'fishein Daitum Yushevus Lev. Because we have the assumption that if you have to get off the donkey, even if somebody's going to be watching it for you, you're not going to be able to focus properly. The Gemara then tells us that when a person is davening, he should be mechavein. He should face toward if he's in Chutz Laaretz, face toward Eretz Yisrael. If he's in Eretz Yisrael, face toward Yerushalayim. If he's in Yerushalayim, face the Beis Hamikdash. If he's in the Beis Hamikdash, face the Kodesh Hakodashim. If he's in the Kodesh Hakodashim, face the Beis HaKaporis, face the area of the Kaporis. And the Gemara comments, Nimtzu kol Yisrael mechavnes libam l'makom echad, that everyone is facing in the same direction. It's one central point that everyone's focused, everyone's completely focused on. The Gemara then records a machlokas, whether it's better to daven early or daven on the road with smichas gula tefillah. Meaning, if a person has to hit the road very early in the day, according to Rashi, even before Amud HaShachar, is it better to daven before you go on the road, and at least that way you'll be able to daven like a mensch, or better to daven later on while you're on the road, and that way you'll at least be able to do smichas gula tefillah? So it's a machlokas in the Gemara. The Gemara also has a machlokas based on the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, ein tefillas hamusafin ela b'chaverir, that you need chaverir, which means you need a minion from Musaf, and the Chacham disagree, and they say, nah, you don't need a minion from Musaf. But the Gemara records a machlokas if a yachid davens Musaf when there's no minion, meaning do you at least need a minion in town? What if a yachid is davening and there is no minion in town? On the top of Daf Lamed of Beis, the Gemara goes through when a great man tells a story that you have to assume that he got it right. Meaning the Gemara tries to bring a raya from Rabbi Yochanan reporting that he saw Rabbi Yanai daven twice. So the Gemara says, how can you bring a raya about any halacha from seeing Rabbi Yanai daven twice? Maybe the only reason he davened twice is that he didn't have kavana the first time, but not that there was that there's a halacha that you have to go and daven twice. So the Gemara says, Chazi man gavarab de kamasarale, you have to pay attention in the story who's doing the reporting. It was Rabbi Yochanan doing the reporting, and therefore we have every right to assume that he checked and verified all of the necessary facts. The Gemara then tells us not to daven until you ascertain that you're going to be able to have kavana. La'olim yomer adam es atzmo, im yachal chavin es libo yispalel, vim laval yispalel. Figure it out first. If you're going to be able to have kavana, daven. If you won't be able to have kavana, don't daven. The Gemara concludes the parak by telling us that if you forget Yalav Yavo and you are in a tzibur, then you don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei because you'll get Yalav Yavo in the next tefillah. Plus, you'll have the Chazaras Hashatz to your Yalav Yavo during this tefillah. But if you're not in a tzibur where you're not going to be able to hear Chazaras Hashatz, you do have to repeat Yalav Yavo with the exception of Tefillas Arvis. Now, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Chodesh Mali, Chodesh Chaser, the Gemara says at the end, Tefillas Arvis, for Mariv, you do not have to repeat Yalav Yavo. Now is the end of the fourth parak of Masechet Brachos, and we also began the fifth parak on this daf, where the Gemara tells us that you need to prepare for tefillah with a sense of Kovid Rosh. And there are four sources the Gemara marshals for this idea that it has to be a sense of Ema, a little bit of a sense of Yira, of Kovid Rosh. The Gemara quotes four different possibilities of where we learn it from Chana, from David, from other places. And then the Gemara tells us that Tefillin gives a person a sense of Kovid Rosh, that if a person wants to make sure that he's not getting too frivolous, tefillin will be able to keep him in check. That a person was once kabadach tuva, Rabba was a little too happy. So Abaye said to him, "Wait a second, gilu bara adiksiv. Don't you know that it says that you should have a sense of trepidation in life?" So he said, "Anat tefillin menachna. I'm wearing tefillin, and tefillin will always keep a person in check, and therefore don't have to worry about getting too frivolous." Okay, that is a chazara of brachos daf lamed.